The fourth day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of Saint John the Evangelist. On this day, in the year 100 AD, Saint John the Evangelist and the Apostle, son of Zebedee and the brother of Saint James the Elder, departed. This saint was born in Bethsaida, nearby the Sea of Galilee. He and his brother worked with their father Zebedee as fishermen. His family was wealthy and owned some fishing boats and properties. Saint John the Evangelist was originally a disciple of Saint John the Baptist. The Lord Christ called him and his brother, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after the Lord. John was the disciple that Jesus loved, and he was the one to follow the Lord Christ even to the cross. The Lord entrusted to him Saint Mary, the Lord's mother, who lived in John's home until her departure. Saint John was one of the three great pillars that the Lord Jesus distinguished them to witness special occasions. Saint John witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus at Mount Tabor, and Jesus took him and the other disciples with him when he raised the daughter of Jairus, and they were with him in the Garden of Gethsemane before the guards came and laid hold of him. John is the writer of the Gospel of John, which spoke profoundly about the divinity of the Lord Christ. He also wrote three epistles, which are in the Bible and speak about love. And also John wrote the book of Revelation. Saint John was the youngest of the apostles in age, and he was celibate. He witnessed the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And later on, he preached in Jerusalem and Judea, along with Saint Peter. He was present with Saint Peter when he healed the crippled man from birth who was at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. Because of this miracle, the Jews seized him and Saint Peter and brought them before the Sanhedrin for questioning. After the repose of Saint Mary, he went to preach in Asia Minor, and the center of his ministry was at Ephesus. And there the Lord performed a great miracle by his hands, in which Saint John raised an only child to his mother from death. This was a means for spreading the faith of Christ in Ephesus. He also preached in Smyrna and appointed his disciple Saint Polycarp a bishop over it. Because of his widespread ministry and the conversion of many of the faith to the Lord Christ, Emperor Domitian seized him. After torturing John, he even cast him into boiling oil, but God saved him. The emperor then exiled Saint John to the island of Patmos, where John remained for 1.5 years, during which he saw his visions and wrote what he saw in the book of Revelations. After the death of Emperor Domitian, John returned to Ephesus and resumed his care for the churches of Asia Minor and ordained bishops and priests for them. When John was well advanced in age, his followers carried him to the church on a litter to teach the people. John limited his exhortation to only one sentence: "My children, love one another." When Saint John felt that his departure was drawing near, he went outside the city of Ephesus and asked his disciples to dig a large pit. He went down into the pit and raised his hands and prayed. Then he delivered his pure soul into the hand of the Lord whom he loved. The faithful, saddened for his departure, buried him in this pit with great veneration. May the blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.